tell me a little bit about how you got to be on the show or how you went about applying to be on the show.
Well, you know, I started watching it every day. Just it came on in the background, and I started realizing, I'm like, wait a second, you know, it's set up much differently now, where it's not incrementally as far as the dollar amounts, where all the questions are mixed up as far as the difficulty level and all the dollar amounts are mixed up. So it's a little easier than what I had seen in the past back when it was on primetime with Regis. And I thought, you know what, I think I can do that. So I went on their website and signed up as soon as I saw that they were had castings, and actually flew to New York by myself for the process. And it was a three-step interview process. The first step was a written test, and there was about 150 people in the room, and I think about 30 people passed the written test. So if you didn't pass that, you couldn't go on to the next level. Luckily, I did. And so after the written test, step two was meeting with a producer one-on-one. And I think it was just to kind of, you know, get your personality, make sure that, you know, you really were articulate or could speak, you know, really.
Weren't afraid of the cameras.
Exactly.
Right.
And then from there, the third step was actually being put on tape by another producer. And that was where they really, I guess, sort of culled out people who, you know, may be camera shy or, you know, may be very, very smart. There's a lot of people that are extremely intelligent but just, you know, get uncomfortable in front of the camera. And with my background, I was an actor, did a lot of commercials for years and years. So that part to me was the easiest. The written test was the hardest part of all. And then I found out 2 weeks later in the mail that I was selected to be in the pool, but I still didn't have an air date yet. They just said it could be any time this season. And then, lo and behold, my husband and I drove to Los Angeles for a cousin's wedding, and we're driving back, and we're in El Paso, Texas, and I get the phone call saying, if you're available August 22nd, we have a spot for you. So, of course, I said yes, and just arranged at that point. It was, I think I had about 2.5 weeks' notice between the time they called me and the time of the taping date. And I also found out that the date I taped, August 22nd, was the very first taping date of this new season.
Okay, great. So this has been a while since you've actually been on the show.
Yes, it's been torture.
Oh,
not being
I
able
bet.
To share any information.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what I was going to ask. Has that been one of the hardest parts, is just not being able to say anything to your friends and family and other people who ask about it?
Exactly. And it's been one of those things between, you know, all the social media and means of communication that we have now. You know, just about every day somebody asks me in person, asks me online, asks me on Facebook, asks me, you know, in a text, has it aired yet? Did I miss it? No, I still don't have an air date. And I was promised that I would have at least a week's notice prior. So I did get the email from the publicist a week ago today saying we have your date scheduled. And another thing, and I believe this is one of the reasons it took longer for my episode to be scheduled, is I was a holdover contestant. Basically, they tape 5 shows more or less in a day of that. 5 different days worth of episodes. So I go on and I start the show, and I can't say how far I got in, but after a few questions, they were like, oh, I'm sorry, time is over. You have to, can you come back again tomorrow to finish your game? And I'm like, of course, you know. So then I go back and change clothes. Meredith Vieira goes back and changes clothes. Then we come back out, and she says, thank you so much for coming back, Lisa. Welcome back, you know. So it's technically 2 days that I'll be on. That's why it's on, starts on Thursday and ends on Friday. But we actually taped it in one day.
The magic of television.
I know.
That's great. So besides watching the show previously, was there anything kind of in life that helped you with any of the questions or helped you through the show?
Yes. You know, I downloaded the app, the Millionaire app on my iPhone, when I was just playing it incessantly, you know, just trying to get strategies down. And one of the things that I've always been good at is multiple choice tests, and that basically is what the game is. It's narrowing down, and coming up with maybe there isn't one right answer, it's just what's the best answer. So playing the game on my phone helped me do that. Started doing crossword puzzles a lot so I could get a little more just sort of pop culture knowledge. My husband is a huge help with sports or trivia, and he loves to watch all the reality shows and stuff. So he helped me with that and was drilling me and, you know, questioning me and helping. So that was pretty much my only means of preparation, because I mean the it's so vast in the categories and you just never know what you're going to get. So
right.
It really is the luck of the draw.
Are you doing anything in celebration to watch the show tomorrow and the next day?
You know, it's been kind of a hectic time in our house, and we haven't really scheduled anything. I think we're going to DVR the first day and then watch them back-to-back Friday, maybe even Friday evening. And I know it's already Wednesday afternoon, but maybe we'll have a last-minute party or something Friday evening. The fact that the show airs here at 2 makes it difficult for a lot of people because of work. So,
okay.
But if we do, you know, we'll record both days and then maybe watch them both Friday evening after everyone gets off of work. So,
and I know you said you were an actor, you've been in commercials, you've seen yourself on TV, but is it going to be different or weird? Are you nervous to see yourself actually on a game show?
Yes, especially when I think back about one of the things that they really encourage you to do is to talk things out, you know, so that you're not thinking in dead air, because it's for
right.
television
it's
purposes,
TV. Yeah,
yeah, and radio too. You know,
exactly.
That's one of the things. When I think about how I sort of came to the conclusions on some answers, it makes me think, oh gosh, I'm going to sound like a dumb blonde, but I don't know. So I'm a little embarrassed thinking about that, and also as an actor, you know, you're playing a role, you have a script, you know, you're not yourself. So it's very different when you are there and you're you, you know, you don't have a role to hide behind. So, and I did, one of the things too is about, I guess, 12 years ago when I lived out in Los Angeles, I was on the Hollywood Square. So I did have that experience as well. So that sort of prepared me. So I felt a little more comfortable this time because I have gone through that experience before.